In the 2020 Democrat presidential primary that Biden won, remember, Bernie Sanders was ahead of Biden. Everybody thought Bernie Sanders was going to get the nomination. So all the candidates who feared that he was going to lose in the general election, they rallied behind Joe Biden and dropped out. And, you know, the only way that you're going to beat Joe Lombardo at this point, I think, is if there is a coalescence around one candidate that would be the alternative to Joe Lombardo. I don't see that happening here. I think there's too many big egos involved. None of the candidates are going to want to step aside, and you know, they want to compete. They want to go right to the June primary. So the top five, you got Joe Lombardo, John Lee, Guy Nora, because he's got the money to do. I mentioned Joey Gilbert. Who am I missing, Kevin?
Fred Simon, trying to think.
Dean Heller and Michelle Fury.
Yeah.
I would say that Joey Gilbert's got a lot of room to improve. The more people that see and hear Joey Gilbert, he really has the most passionate supporters out there. I think he's got the potential. And Guy Nora, because he is so unknown at this point. But in the debate that they had last week, I think the Clark County Republican Party hosted, they did a post-debate survey, and the greatest number of people who said that they didn't know who he was but were favorably impressed with him was for Guy Nora. So I think Guy's got the potential. I don't think Dean Heller or Michelle Fury are going to be able to go the distance at this point. Dean, unfortunately for him, he's already made his bed. The voters in Nevada aren't going to make the same mistake again. And with Michelle Fury, she would normally have that conservative group that would be backing her, but she and Joey Gilbert are splitting that movement conservative vote, and actually Joey's doing better than her in the campaign so far. So I really think it's really those three plus John Lee, who just, he's got the best resume out there for government service, but he just hasn't caught fire. He just hasn't caught the imagination of the electorate and the donor community yet.
Let me ask you, and I've only got 90 seconds, will we have more debates? We've had three so far. Not a lot of fireworks, I don't think. But will we have more debates? Should we have more debates?
I saw a notice this morning that the Keystone Corporation is hosting one, I believe, on March the 23rd. Sheriff Lombardo has, I believe, been confirmed to participate in that. But it's only going to be five candidates. And what's interesting, and I think troubling, really, is because of what Joey Gilbert has been able to do in this race, they did not invite Joey Gilbert to participate, which I think is a big mistake on their part. But, you know, the Gilbert people, that's only going to fire them up even more.
Indeed. Hey, always good to visit with you. If folks want to check out Muth's Truths, how do they do it?
Go to free newsletter from Chuck.com. Free newsletter from Chuck.com. They can sign up. It's free. And then we'll catch up with you next week. I'm getting ready to head down to Kingman, Kevin. I'm going down for the trucker convoy.
God bless you. Give them our best, would you please?
I will.
Thanks, man.
You have a good one.
Chuck Muth headed down to the People's Convoy. Oh, my God. Is this going to be fun? Stay with us. Dr. Fred Simon will join us, Republican candidate for governor. He's a medical doctor. He's a businessman. He is a good, good guy. We'll talk with him coming up next on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Well, at 2:30, and speaking of that Freedom Convoy, those truckers are leaving Victorville, California, and they're heading eastward. You would think if they get on the 15, they just come right through Las Vegas, but they're not going to be taking that route. We do understand that they are going into the Kingman area, so that would be closer to Interstate 40, making their way through there once they get to Barstow. In any event, locally here, you're averaging about 55 miles per hour on the 15 south at Flamingo. Moderate flows on the Beltway, 215 westbound at Valley Verde. Delays downtown on the 515 between Main and Eastern with only two lanes available. And remember the overnight road work. That's 15 South at Tropical Parkway that closes at 7 p.m.
AutomotiveMap.com presents the Sports Flash, powered by the Score app, on the new 670 AM Talk You Can Trust.
Not much progress on day two of in-person meetings between Major League Baseball and the MLB Players Association. Instead of minimum salary raises of $25,000, the union asked for $30,000 each year of the deal. On Monday, the NFL Scouting Combine sent a memo to all prospective players reviving policies and procedures regarding COVID-19 protocols. This came after the potential of player boycotts made news Monday. The main issue was a rule restricting a prospect to a bubble, keeping them from interacting with trainers, doctors, nutritionists, and agents. College basketball, UNLV beat Nevada in Reno Tuesday night. Bryce Hamilton with 27 points and 8 rebounds for the Rebels. Grant Sherfield led the Wolfpack with 19 points and 8 assists. 3 games left in the regular season for both teams.
Download the Score app today. The Score app is free and one of the most popular sports apps in North America. I'm Trey Westerberg with the Sports Flash, powered by the Score app, on the new 670 AM Talk You Can Trust.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. This is Claudia's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
I had just moved to a new city and barely even knew where the grocery store was yet. When my car wouldn't start one morning, I didn't know who to ask about local shops. But I remembered a name from back home, O'Reilly Auto Parts. I called and they pointed me to a great mechanic just down the street. Now I feel a little more at home.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You could save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, but when we just come out and say it, it feels like it falls a bit flat. So we're going to tap into human emotion, first with some music. Then in a serious tone, I'll say, save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive. And even though it was about saving money with Progressive, we'll fade out the music so you know it was poignant. Wow, powerful stuff. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
There's a big showdown coming this June. It's you and me versus the Freedom Killers. Hey, Sisolak, we want our freedoms back. But don't count on help from machine-funded rhinos like Joe Lombardo or Dean Heller. I'm Fred Simon, the only genuine conservative in the race. Tell your friends and neighbors about my campaign and learn more anytime at simonforgovnb.com. Paid for by Simon for Nevada.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Seats in the observation car are available on a first-come, first-served basis, and they're available to everyone.
So good to have you with us. Great to have you with us. What is that I'm hearing in the background? I want you to hear from Laura Ingram.
No, we got him. He's on the line.
And we'll let you hear from her coming up a little bit later on. Because guess who's with us on the line? Dr. Fred Simon, Republican candidate for governor. He's a medical doctor, a small businessman, and a good guy to boot. Dr. Simon, how you doing, sir?
Kevin, I've been doing great. I've been flying in and out of Las Vegas to Reno and across the state 2 or 3 times a week now. It's getting very busy.
It is indeed. I want to ask you, because people are buzzing around the state about your fundraising prowess. It's not on the order of Sheriff Joe's yet, but you've been doing a good job of fundraising. There is a report that you put $1 million of your own money into this campaign. Is that true?
About 1.250. How about that?
Wow. That means you're putting your money where your mouth is.
Well, you know what? I've gotten a lot of support from people. I've gotten money from people. They've been donating the campaign. And I was matching that, and I decided the amount of support I'm getting from people in relationship to enthusiasm, showing up to events, support, it's time for me to make this real serious. And I got to compete with Joe Lombardo.
Let me ask you, because this is interesting. He has finally come out of his basement, whatever you want to call it. He has not appeared at any of these 3 debates, but your paths have crossed on the campaign tour. Is that right?
Yes. I was at the Chamber of Commerce in Mesquite. There were 6 of us there. Fortunately, my last name starts with an S, and I was the last one to speak. And Sheriff Joe, and now we can't call him No Show Joe because he's showing up, got up and started talking about different things that I was quite baffled by, so I had to call him on it. I mean, he's talking about affordable housing, which if you want to equate that to what the interpretation is, that's taxpayer-funded housing. Who wants that? And if you look at his CNEs, his number one donor is developers. Then he was talking about, at that same meeting, getting illegal guns off the street. What have you been doing for 8 years, basically, was my question. And then the same things he repeated last week when we were the only two candidates speaking up in Reno. So affordable housing is a big thing on his mind, and I'm certainly sure the money he got from the developers has something to do with it.
Let me ask you, a lot of people have talked about how he did not show up at the debates. There is another debate that we understand is scheduled. In fact, we just talked to Chuck Muth, and he said there's another one scheduled for, I think, in March. Do you know when the next debate is? And the word we're getting is only five candidates were invited to this next debate. Do you know anything about that?
It is put on by the Keystone Group. That Keystone Group is a PAC, and it's going to be held at the Orleans Casino in Las Vegas. And Sheriff Joe did agree to show up to that.
Are you included?
I am not included.
You got a beef?
You know what? If they don't want to talk to me and they don't want to include me, the debates are on record. People have seen them. People have felt like I've been strong in the debates. So when I evaluate it and look at it, and isn't it interesting, I just came from a Keystone luncheon. Here's what came from the horse's mouth. And it wasn't specifically to me. It was to a group of people that were at this lunch that the question was asked, how did you come about inviting the five candidates in Las Vegas on March 23rd? The board members met, and these are the people that they want to talk to. That's the answer.
That's it. And now, does this involve an endorsement? Is this like a cattle call for endorsements?
Another question asked today. So this is coming strictly from the people who belong to Keystone and are board members. They are not going to endorse any governor's candidate or governor's campaign in the primary. They will put their efforts, money, and canvassing behind whoever wins.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Let me ask you. You've been out there crisscrossing the state, talking about the issues, and I've got to ask. In a field of nine, maybe ten, a lot of people are asking the question: well, what sets you apart from the other eight or nine? When people ask you that, what's your answer?
Well, I'll tell you what didn't set me apart that I think had to do with this decision is I didn't have much money in my CNE account that they saw. So I think, I'm not sure, to be honest with you, that they necessarily didn't want to talk to me. I think they made a decision that I wasn't legitimate because I don't have money in the account. But there is now. I didn't know that they were... This actually, just to make sure that everybody knows, this was something that came out by email and text last night. My money was in the account before that. What separates me? Multidisciplinary experience, 20 years in education, obviously 35 years in healthcare. I take positions. I answer the questions at the debate. You tell me what the issue is in the question, and I give solutions. I'm the only one that's really doing that, Kevin. I've had a white paper out since June. People know what I stand for. My disability in this from the get-go was name recognition. So that's not a disability anymore. because I've been across the state, but there still are thousands of people who have never heard of me. So we attend every event we can. We're over 100 events. I will have done about 12 this week, and that's the best I can do to get my name out there.
Well, and the word is that your campaign, as you mentioned, has passed the 100 event threshold, but you've got another 100 before the primary. Is that right?
That's right. We've got them scheduled up before the primary, and maybe more than that. So anything I can find, whether it's 10 to 12 people or 30 people or a Republican women's group, we go. And if I have to get it on an airplane like I do Friday, I fly up from Las Vegas for a three-hour event in Reno, and then I fly back to Vegas the same day. So I'm going to take advantage of every organization, every group, every meeting, and do my best to be there.
I want to ask you, only because it's breaking news today, the governor had his State of the State address at Allegiant Stadium. Why you chose Allegiant Stadium, other than the fact that it was essentially his re-election campaign kickoff speech, which is exactly what it looked like. I'm curious what you think. Are you running against Steve Sisolak, or are you running against this field of nine?
I'm running against all of them. I mean, philosophically, I am different than people in the Republican Party that are running, most of them. And I'm completely philosophically different than Steve Sisolak and the platform of the Democrats. I don't see anybody in the race, Republican or Democrat, that takes the same platform I do. And Kevin, we've talked about this in the past. Individuals in the Republican Party keep taking parts of my platform and go out and speak about it. All that does is verify and validify what I stand for, and that I'm over the target. But there isn't anybody that is similar to what my positions are. From the beginning, they're adapting to them because they see that the message is very successful. So they're hybrids now. They're not who they were from the beginning.
More coming up with Dr. Fred Simon as we continue right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
My name is Tony Grady, and I am running to become your next Lieutenant Governor. Please go to TonyGradyForNevada.com and learn about me. The wisdom of the Bible reads, "For everything, there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven." For Nevadaans, this is our time to act. Our current elected officials are not representing the people. They are dictating to us. No longer can we remain passive. No longer can we keep silent. We are compelled to speak. The Democrats have shown their ideology and power are more important to them than our country or our great state. Together, we can make a difference. Standing on the firm foundation of the United States Constitution, let me be your mouthpiece. I will be your voice. I will represent you. Go to TonyGradyForNevada.com and read my story. Elect me, because your voice matters, Nevada. I am Tony Grady, and I approve this message. Paid for by Tony Grady for Nevada.
We're tuning in now to a press conference where a spokesperson for New Mail Medical Center is answering questions from the media. Take a listen.
Yeah, many men have tried pills with no success, or they have had bad side effects. What makes New Mail any different?
Our treatments can work even when pills have failed. Next question.
What if someone is diabetic, has high blood pressure, or even had prostate surgery?
We've treated tens of thousands of patients just like that, and with great success. Next question.
And for men who don't have ED, can New Mail still help them be at their best?
New Mail offers low T treatments, peptide therapy, medically managed weight loss, even treatments for hair loss.
Call now at 702-919-0609 or visit online at numale.com. Call New Mail Medical Center at 702-919-0609.
702-919-0609. That's 702-919-0609. New Mail, the experts in men's sexual health.
How would you like to save 10 to 20% immediately on your power bill? How would you like to lock in a low fixed monthly rate for years to come? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Thad Alger and the solar professionals at Inspire Solar Solutions will help you do just that. Save a fortune on your power bill. Plus, for a limited time, there's a federal tax incentive that will save you 26% off the price of your solar system. And there's no out-of-pocket cost. I repeat, there's no out-of-pocket cost. As a bonus, you'll get a Vivint smart home security system with 3 years monitoring for free. That's a $2,800 value. It's time to make the switch to solar and save thousands in the long run on your power bill. Take advantage of these limited time offers. Call or text Thad at 702-518-9646 or check him out at InspireSolarSolutions.com. That's 702-718-9646 or InspireSolarSolutions.com. InspireSolarSolutions.com and tell him Kevin Wall sent you.
I'm Adam Laxalt, and I approve this message.
There's only one candidate for any office who is endorsed by both President Donald Trump and Governor Ron DeSantis, and that's our conservative leader here in Nevada, Adam Laxalt. Adam Laxalt served as our Attorney General, taking on establishment elitist politicians from both parties. He's leading the charge to restore election integrity in our state. Laxalt sued the federal government, stopping unconstitutional attempts to grant amnesty to millions of illegal immigrants. Laxalt prevented gun grabbers from infringing on our Second Amendment rights. Laxalt preserved our constitutional liberties, protecting our property rights and our religious freedoms. As our next senator, Adam Laxalt will take on cancel culture. He'll fight the censorship of conservatives by big tech, and Laxalt will prevent our tax dollars from funding critical race theory in our schools. Adam Laxalt will always fight for us. He always has, and he always will. That is why President Trump and Governor DeSantis are in his corner. Paid for by Laxalt for Senate.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Dr. Fred Simon joining us. And by the way, where are you calling us from today? I know you're crisscrossing the state. Where are you today?
Well, I was just in this luncheon with the Keystone Group. I am driving home. I've got a Republican women's meeting tonight that I get back on an airplane, and I have three events tomorrow in Las Vegas.
Outstanding, outstanding. I want to ask you, is the door closed with Keystone, or is it possible that now that they see your account balance is up there, that they might reconsider and include you in that March 23rd event?
You know what? I didn't ask. I came to the luncheon. This had been scheduled before. I'm more than happy with whatever they do. Yeah, you know, they're not going to get me elected. I'm going to get elected going seeing the people. You know, Kevin, I'm having the greatest time of my life. This is very fascinating watching people interact in this type of psychodynamic behavior. And so I'm learning things, but I've also known how people behave in manners of stress and desire to get power. And I'm just going along with it. I'm just flowing every day. None of this really affects me one way or the other. I'm going to the voter. And I'm, you know, putting out my platform, and I'm asking them to consider me. And whether certain groups want me there or not, it really doesn't matter.
I want to ask you in our final couple of minutes, what are the issues as you traverse our 17 counties? What are the issues that are resonating? What are the things that people want from the next governor of the state of Nevada?
Well, you know, as I stated in Mesquite with all of these other candidates who are coming to the table now saying we need to improve education, the fundamental basis of any society is the education. This must, not may, this must be fixed. We have a major health care crisis across this country, and it is manifested in the state of Nevada by not having independent doctors in many of the communities. That must be fixed. We have crime out of control, and we need federal gun laws. We need billboards telling these people, look, you violate people with utilizing a gun, you get 5 years in prison. We need to buckle down on just basics. It's crime, it's health care, it's education, and then something that's very important but isn't the most integral part of someone's lives is voter integrity. That is important to the republic and the democracy.
And
I hear that all day long.
And finally, if folks want to help you, if they want to help you monetarily or with yard signs or volunteering, whatever it might be, how can they reach out to you? How can they become a part of your campaign?
SimonForGovNV.com. That's S-I-M-O-N forGovNV.com. I welcome anything. And, you know, I'm getting $20, $25. You know, those people are a blessing to me. Help me do this, and we will turn this state into the richest state in the United States.
Dr. Simon, thank you so much. Always good to visit with you. We'll do it again soon. Safe travels, my friend.
Thank you, Kevin. Appreciate it.
There you go, Dr. Fred Simon, a Republican candidate for governor. He's a trauma surgeon, a small businessman out of Douglas County, and a good guy to boot. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast.
We're not gonna
take it. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Nevada's 3rd Congressional District doesn't need another weak politician in Congress. Nevada 3 needs a congressman that's a real fighter. A congressman with a resume of impressive experience that'll go to Washington and get things done. A congressman whose only motivation is his love of America. A congressman who will listen to his constituents and deliver results. This May, when your primary ballot arrives, look for the name John Kovacs. John will fight to lower the cost of living for Nevadans. John will fight for our Constitution and the rights of our people. John will fight to create affordable health care to help the small businesses and their employees. John will be tough on crime. He'll protect our families and secure our borders. He will fight to restore energy independence, lower inflation, and solve our growing water crisis before it's too late. John Kovacs will fight for election integrity and fight against the radicalization of our children's education. Fight against the globalist agenda that's controlling our country. John Kovacs is the congressional candidate Nevada needs. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. A lot of lawyers promise a lot of things. No fee unless we win. The consults are free. Of course they offer that stuff. All lawyers do that. But will they promise not to take more money than you at the end of your case? No. When you call me, that answer's yes. I'll never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
Call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell.
More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
There's a child in Kenya, or Sierra Leone, or India, or Bolivia, who you could connect with. And through Child Fund, it's possible. We may be thousands of miles apart, but we can still connect with each other. And when we do, we make things better. We connect children all around the world with what they need to grow up healthy, educated, and safe. That's what Child Fund is about. Together, we co-create, support, and sustain connections that lead to greater well-being for millions of children who live in poverty worldwide, and their families, and their communities, and their countries, and you. Join us. Together, we can make the world a better place. Two small worlds at a time. His and yours. Visit childfund.org to learn more.
I'm okay.
You're not okay.
It's normal to have diarrhea and stomach pains.
Sometimes, but not as often as you do.
I've got this under control.
Don't.
It's time to let that voice inside your head be heard. Urgent diarrhea and chronic stomach pain can be signs of Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis. The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation can help you learn more and even find a specialist. Don't keep your symptoms to yourself. Get help at spillyourguts.org.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The Democrats have no clue. This is kind of the deer in the headlights approach to government, going to the American people and saying you're going to have to you have to endure more pain, more suffering. That's exactly what's happening. In fact, Laura Ingraham says the Democrats are committing, this is, by the way,